right. Ladies and gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister. Brought to you in part by WrestleCourt.com. And now, Fatal Four Way Radio. Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Thank you very much for joining us. It's very great of you to join us here this Thursday, October 11th, on Fatal Four Way Radio. I am your host, Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister. And let's get to the phone lines right away. Let's see, we have caller Batman. You are on. What's going on, buddy?
Hello, Chris. I haven't seen the newspaper in a couple days.
How's it going, man? It's your boy, Batman. I always got to start off with some kind of voice. You know what I mean?
Right on, brother.
It's podcast day, man. You gotta start off the podcast with good vibes. I'm excited to go over everything that's happened in wrestling this week. It's been a lot going on.
We got a good show planned out.
Yes.
Also,
yes, we do.
You're on the air. Is this Christian from Philly?
You better believe it, brother. Guess
ladies
what
and
I
gentlemen,
just found out.
Christian from How you doing, brother?
Good, man. Guess what I found out? This might be the last pay-per-view for Saudi Arabia, because I think they're having U.S. state-country problems on Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah, with the whole thing with the the journalist that's going on out there. Yeah, it's, I don't know, man. We'll have to see how that plays out. Let me see. I've got to do a little bit of promoting for the show here real quick before we start out. But I'll tell you what. Let me get you guys started real quick. Batman, did you get around to watching the entire showdown?
Oh man, yeah! I finally got to watch the second half of Super Showdown, and it actually, to me, I liked it. I liked it a lot. I liked the ending. I liked the whole the Shield.
That was my best.
I liked everything. I actually did not disappoint me at all, to be honest with you.
Well, good. I did not watch the whole thing. I just watched clips of it, and I was happy with what I saw. I mean, it was all right. The show the following night, however, advanced the storylines quite a bit. They advanced the storylines quite a bit the next night. Let's go ahead and get started with the show. Joe Bates is not joining us right now, and I don't know if he's on his way or what's going on. I did not hear from him. So, Joe, if you're out there listening, please call in. So let's go on with the show. The first topic that we have scheduled for today, DX returns on Raw. We had the promo. Did you guys get around, Batman, did you get around to watching that? DX on Wednesday?
Look, yes, I did. And I.
Yeah,
I'm
so they came out. And then at the end, they tore off their shirts, man, busted out the DX. We got DX one more time. Probably the last time ever.
With those shirts?
Probably the last time ever. So if you haven't ever bought a DX shirt, now's your time to do it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, man, when these guys first came out, man, I was a huge mark for them. And I mean, I still am, don't get me wrong. I mean, this is the nostalgia part of it. I understand it. I understand why they're doing it. I wish they would have done it a little different. But, you know, you don't always get what you want. And, you know, so apparently they're talking now that Shawn Michaels is going on a build-up to WrestleMania. Have you guys read or heard anything about that?
Yeah, I have, which is I have, which is a little weird because, I don't know, I mean, just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about his whole retirement, and if we were to bring him back, how would we bring him back? And then we bring him back like this. And even my brother was like, you got to bring him back in a match like this, and this guy doesn't watch wrestling like I do. He used to. You know, we have all those, oh, I remember the Attitude Era. That was him.
right.
He was even like kind of questioning. He was like, that kind of doesn't make sense, you know, and that's somebody who doesn't even watch it. So I'm as excited as I am, like you said, nostalgia. I'm kind of iffy on how they're doing it, you know, like it could have been a different story, or it could have stuck with the Tommaso Ciampa, or I don't know, or maybe that was just me sticking to Tommaso Ciampa, but I'm excited for it, but I'm a little disappointed, you know.
Well, it's not too late yet, man, because they haven't announced what he's doing for WrestleMania just yet. However,
I think that the
thing that you're talking about with Tommaso, I don't see that happening as much as I would like to see it. I've seen very little of Tommaso, but shit, what I've seen, man, is freaking, the guy is badass. Total freaking badass heel. Christian, what have you heard about that?
I've heard rumors of him being a WrestleMania, but I don't know what type of match he's going to face. If I was booking it, I would have him face against Daniel Bryan because of the whole authority thing with the whole Hell in a Cell match where Sean screwed Bryan. And that whole thing never really got resolved. So have them face each other one-on-one ends the resolve. You know what I'm saying? Because that plot line never got really resolved at all.
You know what?
Right.
Go, not to cut you off, Christian. I agree with you what you're saying in a way because, in a way, it kind of goes like, you know, a student versus teacher because he was trained in Shawn Michaels Wrestling School in the beginning. And it kind of would work in a way like where it would mesh well with the whole Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles story going too, because he was on Table for Three with AJ Styles talking about how, you know, if he were to entertain the idea, there were ideas, you know, there was little glimpses of it could of him coming back, and AJ Styles was one of the main guys that he wanted to go against, which to me, it would make sense, the Shawn Michaels of this era against the actual Shawn Michaels, you know what I mean? So I would like to see that actually.
Ronda Rousey takes a beating, guys. Monday Night Raw,
at the end
of the match, she takes a beating, setting up what's going to be Ronda Rousey versus Nikki Bella, obviously Evolution. Batman, what do you think about this?
I think it's bullshit. I think it should have been Natalya. Maybe they're waiting for it and like letting it build up. I don't know what it is. I don't think Nikki deserves it, to be honest with you. I get why they're doing it because of the storyline, but I really wanted somebody else. Like, I honestly
when they first started, everybody was saying Natalya, and I bought into it, and I thought, all right, I could see Natalya turning, you know, and then people started saying, you know, no, it's going to be Ronda Rousey that needs to turn. And, shit, man, it totally came out of left field with this. When the Bellas came in, though. When the Bellas came in, then I knew something was up and it wasn't going to be Natalya. And so Natalya gets overlooked again. And as much as it should be Natalya, because come on, man, the Bellas, but, you know, again, it's for the freaking money. The ratings of it, I guess
it makes sense.
Bring Bella's killing.
It makes sense.
There.
You're doing a women's revolution and you want to get eyes on it. And who's going to get eyes that normally don't
Bella
watch wrestling?
Empire and all that.
Yeah, the Bella Army.
What about the Bella Empire?
Yeah.
Are they taking a spot from Natty
in your eyes?
Well, Natalya is irrelevant at this point. Let's not beat around the bush, fellas. Natalya is kind of irrelevant at this point. She's kind of has been.
That's so bad to say that.
It's true, though. The truth hurts. But let's face it, Natalya's been overrated and irrelevant at this point. But once again, it's all about the Bellas, as usual. It's about the Bellas. Bellalution, that's what they said on the .com, WWE.com, they call it Bellalution. So at the end of the day, all this women's evolution bull crap is just about the Bellas. It's always about the Bellas, not the other women. Even with Ronda Rousey, it's just a front. It's just an act. It's always about the Bellas. Sad to say, but Natalia's irrelevant in the storyline, too. So that's my opinion.
Batman, closing thoughts?
Batman?
Oh, okay. I thought Christian wasn't done. I agree on the Bella thing. I get it. Like I said, I can get it as the company trying to get eyes on Evolution, trying to get a different crowd up there. You know what I mean? The card is just completely changing than the way it was than it was before. So.
Yeah, I get it too. I've just never really cared for the Bellas, but. You know, Ronda Rousey taking a beating out there. It's going to be great, though, to see Ronda Rousey slap the shit out of the Bellas. I mean, that's going to be really nice to watch. So, moving on, we
see them get their due or get their receipt.
Sorry, go ahead.
At the end of the day, they're just going to shake hands and hug each other at the end of the pay-per-view anyway. So this is all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, that's you can already see that,
Shit, I'm sick of seeing that shit. And you know what, guys? I mean...
I'm okay with seeing that when it's a feud that's gone on for a while and they finally respect each other. But when it's like they're just put together and then they shake hands, it's like, what the fuck are you shaking hands for? You don't know each other that well. But if it's like when Cesaro and Sheamus, when they had that set, the best of seven, and then like at the end they shook hands and became a tag team, that's more natural, organic. But the Bellas and having to do that at the end, we're not saying it's going to happen, but it looks more likely that's going to happen. It's just going to
check it out, man.
It's not a good way to end it, yeah.
That's a good point, man. Check it out. I've got a couple of things to go over, but I'm going to jump over those because I'm going to get it. I feel it's pertinent. Let's go ahead and get to the last woman standing match, okay? Because I feel this ties into the Ronda Rousey fucking Bella thing. We got the last women standing match. So obviously, they're setting it up. They set it up for Evolution. These two matches. You know, I feel like Last Woman Standing should be the headlining match, but we all know that it's going to be Ronda Rousey versus freaking Bella, and that in itself is a travesty. But so we have the Last Woman Standing match, you know, and that's basically what I wanted to say about that. So let's get thoughts from Batman on what I just said there.
I honestly don't think they're going to end it with Ronda Rousey. They can say,
really?
I don't even, does it even look like they're gonna? Because the whole match list looks completely different than the way they were doing. Because now they put Trish and Lita together versus Alexa and Mickey. When at first it was separate, you know?
That came out from left field. So what was the reasoning behind that? Christian, do you know anything about that?
I think it's just to change the dynamic of the match. You'll flip it up because the card was. It was, you know, what is it called? Somebody basically exposed the match card that they were going to have. So what are you going to do? You're going to still give that match card, or you're going to switch it up? So switch it little by little. And I think that's what's happening is that it got leaked out, and they're trying to change the whole format of it or something. So I doubt Ronda Rousey is going to be the end. If you're going to start a Revolution or an Evolution pay per view, you would end it with that, the first ever last woman standing. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Christian,
you see, but what I would change the whole match entirely. I would have either two matches for the Evolution. One, I would have either an ultimate submission match between the two, or I would just have champion versus champion between Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Those are two good ones. I see the champion versus champion.
You know, guys,
have they done that yet?
I was thinking about this last night. Well, not this exactly, but I was thinking, man, at what point are they going to start calling one of the titles the WWE Women's Champion? Because right now, as you know, they're, you know, WWE SmackDown Women's Champion and WWE's Raw Women's Champion.
Raw.
So at what point are they going to distinguish one as the brand? Why haven't they done that? Do we know?
I think
because honestly, go. What are you saying?
I think they're going to do a Survivor Series because usually they have champions versus champions at Survivor Series.
Yeah, I, even if I see that, they're going to do a champion versus champion in Survivor Series, but I don't think they'll change the name, and this is the only reason why I think that. Because the WWE and the Universal are two different established championships. If they were to do that, then it would have been a Divas champion and a Raw's, or I'm sorry, Divas champion and a Women's champion. But since they don't have a Women's championship like that anymore, you know, I think it's just better to distinguish it as a Raw and SmackDown champion. The WWE, the championship has been there forever. And then instead of adding a WWE SmackDown, you're just making it Universal. You get what I mean? You're just giving it a different name altogether. And in SmackDown, they don't. In SmackDown and Raw, they don't have that. It's just two women's championships. So you have a women's champion for Raw, and you have one for SmackDown. If that makes sense.
Or they put it, or they make it together and make it the Undisputed Women's Championship.
And I think eventually it'll get to that, and then it'll be a women's champion, and then it'll be the Undisputed Women's Champion, like how they have right now, Universal and regular WWE. You know.
Yeah.
I think it'll get to that eventually. That's natural. You're going to have to see who's the best out of all of them, and you're going to put them both together. I can see something like that happening in the near future or in the next year or two, but that's my feeling on the distinguish and the difference. There's no Divas and there's no
women, guys. Well, we're still talking
about the women.
I want to bring up something here. I've heard from a very good source that I go to for news on occasion. And she has told me that something big is going to happen at
Evolution
involved Stephanie McMahon. But she didn't go into detail. I tried to ask if it had to do with the women's titles. And she said that she couldn't tell from what they were telling her. So it was kind of vague. I probably shouldn't have even brought it up. But that Stephanie McMahon is going to be involved in something big involving a title at the pay-per-view. So I don't know how that would happen. But apparently something like that is being talked about. Anybody heard anything about that?
I think that's going to be for the Mae Young Classic tournament.
Huh.
You know, the winner gets the title.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's like the whole, just like the whole United Kingdom title. But they fought for the United Kingdom Championship. I think that's what's going
to
happen.
Well, I fully expect Stephanie to be involved somehow, some way.
She's probably going to open the show.
Yeah. Do you think that she'll be involved in it physically?
No.
I would like to see that. It would make sense to have all the women involved in some form of fashion, some kind of physicality.
Well, we'll have to see how that one plays out. So let's see. We've gone through DX. Ronda Rousey takes a beating. It's the last woman standing. Let's get... But we had a Bobby Lashley heel turn Monday night on a Kevin Owens that has nagging injuries. And it's been revealed now. Has it been revealed yet? Or is... You know what? I think we're going to have Christian reveal that for us. Yeah, I think so. Let's see here. What's going on?
Breaking news.
What's going on with Kevin Owens?
Well, Minister, on Monday Night Raw, we saw a spot where Bobby Lashley continuously targeted Kevin Owens' leg with the apron, the ramp apron on the corner, and repeatedly hit it. But apparently it might have injured him, and now Kevin Owens will be out of action to 8 months. So that means I'm afraid Kevin Owens will miss WrestleMania and will likely return at May.
Interesting. And what about the Bobby Lashley heel turn? What do you think of what do you how do you think that's going to end?
I think the heel turn came out of nowhere because at one point he was face of the Super Show, but then a Monday Night Raw he's heel. I think they could have done it better. I think they could have built it up better, to be honest. But I think it's going to go towards maybe WrestleMania, but then afterwards Leo Rush turns on him and goes to somebody else. I don't think this heel turn is going to last long than we need to. I think this is going to last until like Mania or something.
They clearly need heels, though. They have a big lack of heels right now. The current heels are all tied up, so they don't have heels for the other guys. Batman, what about that Bobby Lashley heel turn Monday night, though?
Honestly, I kind of felt like that was going to happen. Once they started putting somebody with Bobby Lashley, it kind of just felt like it was a natural progression. He wasn't just going to stay face the whole time. Nobody stays face like that. I can't think of anybody that has a voice, somebody to represent him that stays face. I mean, can you name of anybody? None.
What was kind of funny to me, Batman, was that it seemed like the audience dictated the heel turn before it even happened. It seemed like the audience was already cheering for Kevin Owens before Bobby Lashley turned heel. Did you notice that?
I think the audience kind of felt it too, because in all honesty, the audience was already kind of getting stale on Bobby Lashley, you know? There wasn't a lot of not that he didn't have reactions, but we talked about it ourselves. Like just yeah, they were calling for it. And I think that's where Leo Rush came in, where they were like, look, it feels like Bobby Lashley's kind of getting that negative rub instead of the positive rub we're trying to give him. So let's see if we put him in with somebody to give him that heel turn. And I think the Leo Rush was just a progressive thing, just to test it out the past couple of weeks. And they were like, all right, I think we're getting some kind of attention, because Leo's a real good I want to say advocate, but he's a real good representative. Like, he speaks really well, not like Bobby Lashley does.
He had Vince McMahon in calling the shots on his earpiece. And so McMahon was pushing the buttons and, you know, being the antagonistic voice behind Leo Rush. I thought that was played out pretty good, though. One of the panels on the Monday night show really annoyed with it.
Yeah, and the backstage segment with Bed and Breakfast, remember? Backstage where Bailey and Bowler were doing interviews. I'm calling them Bed and Breakfast, by the way.
Bed and Breakfast, all right. So that's Bobby Lashley and his heel turn. And Kevin Owens is out for a while, apparently. I don't think he's going to be out that long. The word that I'm getting back is that, but it's not for sure yet. They're saying that they're not going to know until once they open him up. And after they open him up, that's when they're going to know. So I don't know if they open him up today or if they're going to do it tomorrow or when. But after they open him up is when they're going to know if he's going to be out for 4 months or for 8 months. So we'll have to see how that works out. But, I mean, I've had a knee injury myself, man, and they can take a while. They can take a while. But, you know, these guys have the best rehab available to them. So I think he'll be all right. He'll be all right.
In a way.
Good thing about it.
In a way, Minister. This is the greatest thing that happened to Kevin Owens, because in a way, this might rejuvenate his career. He could take time off, and he could turn to a mega babyface. So this is a blessing in disguise.
A blessing in disguise. I like that. Yes, sir. So having said that, let's go ahead and take our first break, and we'll come right back after these words right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio. Don't you dare move.
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I pray.
Came to play.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network. Tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. That's Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Hey, you silly kids, it's me, Joe Bates, host of Rank You Very Much every Friday here on the World Generation Podcast, the show to determine things like best cereal, worst way to die, worst Full House character. There's only one stop to figure all that information out, and that's Rank You Very Much with Joe Bates every Friday with two different special guest experts on every show who have been on shows like Bob and Tom, Laughs on Fox, and Last Comic Standing. So definitely check it out. Play the theme song.
Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again.
The wonder of the world is gone, I know for sure.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, joined by my panel, Christian from Philly and Batman, Joe Bates, taking the day off today. We wish him well wherever he's at. Guys, let's get back to the show, man. We had AOP has been coming out and just laying waste to everybody lately, and suddenly they're starting to get a little bit intriguing. However, guys, my concern for them is that, man, do they really have a chance? I mean, shit. Look, guys, the titles are, well, who's got the titles right now? The freaking
Drew and Dolph.
Yeah, Drew and Dolph, okay. So who's going to get the titles next? Probably the Shield. I'm sorry, Christian.
I also got their tag team names. It's our trademark now. I'm going to call them the Scottish Show-Offs.
I like that. The Scottish Show-Offs. Hell yeah. That sounds good. The Scottish Show-Off. Yeah, I like that. The AOP, man, I mean, they're building them up, it seems. You know, now they're taking on quote-unquote credible witnesses. I'm using air quotes here, folks. However, you know, what's going to happen to them in the end? Are they going to get a shot with the titles? Is that going to happen, Batman? Do you see that in their future?
Man, I don't want to say it, but yes. I don't really like the AOP, but yes, see them get a title shot.
Really?
Something about the AOP is missing, bro. Yes, something about them is just not getting to me. I don't know if it's they're just something about them. I'm not saying that they're not, look, they're powerful, obviously.
But you think they're going to get a title shot?
I think so. Look at the way they're pushing them. They haven't put them in any bad positions.
They haven't. I mean, they were beating jobbers for a while. Now they're beating, you know, WWE jobbers, because they were just beating jobbers, man, guys from the audience and shit, local guys.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're beating WWE jobbers. So eventually,
mm-hmm.
Christian, what's next for them, man? Where does their
glass... I personally think they're going to get the revival treatment. That's what I personally think.
Get a real big rub and then put down again?
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. That's what I think. Yeah.
They're probably going to win the tag belts around SummerSlam.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see it. Because I don't see it happening just yet. I mean, right now, guys, Batman, I mean, you know, to disagree with you on this, I don't see it happening anytime soon. I mean, I know you didn't give a timeline as to when, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, I wasn't saying not soon, but I mean, it looks like it's going to happen.
Yeah, the way they're getting set up, it does. But I do feel like eventually they'll end up getting the revival treatment, though.
They remind me of Ryback. They're getting the Ryback treatment,
yes,
too. They're
yes.
getting Ryback push.
Man, I hated how they did Ryback, guys. I know I'm a big minority on that. A lot of people shit on me when I talk about that, man. But, man, I think Ryback could have been something big.
I mean, I saw him here
at the freaking Toyota Center, man, and the place was freaking rocking with that shit.
You're not the only one, man. I hated how they treated Ryback. You're not the only one.
Yeah, I thought he had a huge shaft, man.
I knew right away when he was going to be big, and then I knew right away when they were going to drop him.
Oh,
and this is my brother was like, how do you know? I was like, look at the way they're shooting him up. And I knew they were going to drop him. You know why I knew they were going to drop him? Because they had a lot to go on him, but Ryback was just not going to deliver. And I don't care what anybody says, disagree with me. He just never delivered. He delivered only in the Feed Me More, but he just never had it. I don't care. They tried to put him with CM Punk. Didn't work. They tried to put him with other guys. Didn't work. He just didn't have it. He was just one of those where it's not like
he
was before.
That,
now,
and then he had that attitude like he was the shit, too. Like his shit didn't stink.
Yeah, like with Goldberg, if they did this before in the Goldberg days, it may have worked. But people aren't as stupid as they were before. You know what I mean? Kayfabe isn't kayfabe no more. And a lot of people, that's why there's a lot of people now that I know that watched wrestling back then with me, or in our era, that agree with me that Goldberg was just a terrible fucking wrestler. He was just a big pop. He was a big money maker. You know, he's just at that time where the fantasy, where he was just a bulldozer. And it worked for him. And again, just for him.
Nope.
It ain't going to work
and
for everybody else. Bye back.
And it also didn't help that his heel turn was a big ripoff to Bully Ray's, and it didn't help that he was unoriginal too.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Yes, they're gonna push that. I can see AOP getting pushed farther than Ryback though, only because they're quiet. Ryback talked. Do you know what I mean? They learn real quick with AOP when they try to make them speak for their promos. I haven't seen them really speak anymore after right. I think they learned real quick.
Yeah.
Don't let them speak. It's not too good. Keep them quiet. That's the reason why they put Eli, or what's his name? What's his name? God, I can't think of him. The manager, 205.
Drake Maverick.
That's why they put Drake Maverick in there. And he's little, but not for nothing. Since he's been there, they're still doing power moves. You know what I mean? So I can actually see them with the tag team. Not like Ryback. Ryback, just you saw that they were trying to push him, but deep down inside, everybody knew he was never going
to
deliver. He just wasn't.
Speaking of Drake Maverick, is he still GM of 205 Live, or did they just drop that one too?
No, I think he is. He is. He's made appearances.
All right.
As a matter of fact, he was a part of the whole getting. I think wasn't he the one that got Murphy and Alexander, the one who set up the whole match and everything. So.
So he's a face. He's a face at 205 Live, and he's a heel on Raw.
You only mean that's WWE sometimes.
Holy crap!
Well, fuck it, man. Let's move on out of this before we get caught up on that shit. AOP. I think they'll probably get the titles once. They'll get the Jack Swagger type treatment in my book, some type of shit like that. Let's see, AJ Styles and Daniel Bella and The Miz, guys. Monday night. Tuesday night. The Miz in his red suit. I don't know if it was red or if it was kind of pink. I couldn't really tell, but he had a crazy suit on, and looking sharp as always, though. Looking sharp. And man, I thought he kind of shredded them a little bit. Come to find out, they did that match apparently at the Super Showdown where The Miz lost 2 minutes. Where Miz lost in 2 minutes to poke fun at The Miz so that they could have that to poke fun at him. That's what I read today that was going on through the internet. So we'll have to – I mean, so, yeah, clearly that's why they did that. Because, I was, like, pissed off with the ending. I was like, get the fuck out of here. And then a roll-up.
Yeah.
What a slap in the freaking face, man. But that's what it was, man. And so apparently that's why they did it. But I thought that, the promo and that whole segment was pretty good.
What did you think about that?
You're talking about the roll-up with Daniel Bryan, right?
No, I'm talking about the segment they did on SmackDown.
Oh, okay, okay.
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Okay, yeah, that is what I meant. But also, what I was trying to get at this, and I didn't make any notes, and that's why it's now coming to me. The reason I wrote this the way I wrote it, is this going to lead to a triple threat match?
With The Miz, AJ, and Daniel?
Yes.
I think so. And honestly, to me, it makes sense because it stretches out the series. I'm trying to think of another word, but instead of having it end really fast or just stretching it out between Miz and Daniel, we've already seen that. So adding the AJ element to it makes the story last a little longer. You get what I mean? Now I can see this going to Survivor Series and then adding somebody else in the picture. So,
I didn't write Samoa Joe on here, but is he injured for real? Or what the hell happened there?
That I don't know.
I think he's going to take time off and just return at Royal Rumble.
I see. You know, when he first came in, he came in as a Triple H guy. It'd be interesting to see if he shows up at somewhere along down the line again, backing up Triple H, if you know what I mean. But yeah, what about you on this, Christian? AJ Styles, Daniel Bella, and The Miz. You think that's headed to a triple threat?
I believe so, but I'm still going to say that Daniel Bryan does not deserve this title shot. I think Daniel Bryan has put no effort to this comeback whatsoever. I can tell that he's being lazy about it too. I mean, months ago, he held the company hostage, threatening to leave the company, and now he's getting a title shot. He's becoming a little too arrogant, if you ask me about it. Personally, I think he's getting a little arrogant.
Interesting.
With the whole video game shit, with the 2K19, and then now this, him getting a title shot, he's getting a little too arrogant. I don't know if Batman feels the same way, but I'm seeing like he's getting a little too full of himself. You seeing that too, Batman?
Okay, can you repeat that and hear the last part?
I'm saying that maybe Daniel Bryan is getting a little too arrogant because a few months ago he was threatening to leave the WWE, and now he's getting a WWE title shot.
I don't think so. I don't think he's being arrogant. I think they're just that. To me, it makes sense that he's getting the title shot because he never really lost it, ever. So if you want to go on technicalities, He deserves his rematch for a title. He never lost it. He's forfeited it twice. But so, I mean, to me, it makes sense. But what you're saying about the arrogance, it goes with what I was saying back then. I can see this being like a tool that they're going to use to make Daniel Bryan go heel for a little bit. I don't know if they're going to make it go all the way to WrestleMania, but I see him going heel. I see him like, why? He lost to The Miz, so he's going to use like, oh, well, you never beat me right the way he's been doing it, right? You didn't beat me right. You never did it legit. You're just a fucking cheater. You're a liar. And then he goes and beats him in like a schoolboy roll-up, right? And now he's going to use that as another thing, as like, look how much better I am than you. And then he's going to start giving off that arrogance, like you're saying right now, like, better than you, man. I told you, I can beat you. I don't need brass knuckles, or I don't need this and I don't need that. I can beat you with a roll-up. A simple thing as a roll-up, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I can see him going heel, and
that.
I do.
He told him that on commentary the other night.
Right?
He said if you had skill, you would be able to do that. That he was antagonizing The Miz the other night on commentary.
Yeah, okay, well, see, yeah. Okay, now, yeah, you're right. He did mention that in the commentary. So that just makes sense for it to go that way. And I can see
that
where Shawn Michaels, like how Christian said,
and
I can see where that would be an interesting thing.
Though, guys, real quick, where does AJ Styles fit in?
He just fits in as a champ. I think it's as simple as that. He's just a champ. He's going to be the easy target. Sometimes you don't need a big picture. It's just that he's the picture. He is the main picture. You know what I mean? He's just
Christian.
I think he's just going to be in the middle of the period.
Christian, where does AJ Styles fit into all this?
I think he's going to retain and then he's going to lose it at Elimination Chamber. That's where I think he's going to fit into all this.
Elimination Chamber? You don't think Survivor Series?
Yeah. No, because Survivor Series is usually champion versus champion.
Man, I hate that too.
So it might be.
I always hated it.
But the real question is, where does Randy Orton fit into all this?
That is true.
That is a good question. Where did he come in?
Just ready to fucking strike.
Because they just put him in a random match with Big Show just the other night. So
yeah, and he already took him out. Okay, and you know what? This actually ties in right into our next topic. I don't know if you guys saw the list of topics that I put up, but I did put up a list of topics. But it's the WWE World Cup. And as you know, Randy Orton defeated Big Show the other night for a spot in this freaking World Cup match. Apparently, they're having a World Cup match. Christian, tell us about this World Cup match and give us your thoughts. Who else is in it?
Well, the World Cup match is just taking a shot at CM Punk because the winner of the World Cup is the best in the world. That's taking another shot at CM Punk. You know, it's kind of petty.
Oh, shit.
It's best in the world. But so far, old part-timers are in the tournament. There's John Cena, who didn't even qualify immediately. So John Cena didn't qualify, but he's already in the match. Kurt Angle, who won the Battle Royal, the Global Battle Royal, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, nothing but old guys.
Jeff Hardy, who beat Samoa Joe, being a little heelish, too, by the way. He continually attacked Samoa Joe's leg. That was a little heelish.
Right.
And Randy Orton, RKO, and Big Show. So far, we have part-timers in this cup. Hopefully, the next four are actually new talents. Other than that, it's going to be old part-timers. And I'm calling right now, Randy Orton is going to win the World Cup and destroy the cup. He's going to destroy the cup.
As a symbol of destroying CM Punk or some type of shit.
Because for some reason, it's saying the winner becomes the best in the world. That's just taking another shot at CM Punk. Liberty
right.
likes to take shots at the poor man. Even though he's no longer in the company anymore.
Man.
So I can even tell you the placements of the matches on the tournament. I bet you it's gonna be this: Randy Orton versus Jeff Hardy in the first round. Randy Orton wins, and then probably John Cena versus Kurt Angle. John Cena wins because Baron Corbin interferes, and then you know we're gonna see Cena versus Orton somewhere down the road in that tournament again.
And so yeah, man, they're taking a shot at CM Punk, it seems, but they're not being very professional about
it. It's supposed to be fucking professional. No.
Now I think I'm gonna call this one out. I think you're overlooking it. I don't think they're calling out CM Punk. I don't think it has anything to do with him. And here's the reason why. Look at just the network. They added stuff for CM Punk. They added the greatest hits of CM Punk. They added the collection. Bruce Pritchard, something else to wrestle with, the podcast that they do for WWE Network, they did a special on CM Punk, and it was the last one. You know what I mean? That was the last one. If you're going to do a series or a segment or something, you don't put CM Punk at the end because that's what you're going to remember the most. I had thought it has nothing to do with it. Here's what I think it has to do with the whole the greatest in the world and all that. It's Saudi Arabia, man. It's the whole country, like a pride thing. And if you look at all the old heads, if you were to go to a country that doesn't get wrestling a lot, would you put new people in there? No, you'd put people that are fucking famous, that people know around the world. Kurt Angle, this guy, whatever. Like, let's say if it was in our era now and where we grew up, they would have put their party. They would have put Shawn Michaels. They would have put Kane. They would have put Undertaker. They would have put Triple H. They would have put The Rock. They would have put Stone Cold because those are the guys that you're going to want to see. You're not going to go to another country that never fucking gets to see them. And who are you going to put? Finn Balor? Nobody fucking knows who Finn Balor is. Not for nothing. We do. We're wrestling fans. But you go to Saudi Arabia, you go to Egypt, you go to places that never gets it or even gets that in TV to begin with. India?
you're not going to put some lower-level guy. No, the Miz or this and that. The Miz and the Daniel Bryan, they're big. They're big stars to us, but they're not Randy Orton level. They're not Triple H level. They're not Kurt Angle level, Randy, you know, like those guys.
You're a smart
motherfucker. That's why Jeff Hardy, that's why those guys are the highlight of that whole thing. And I bet you anything, it all has to do with just a compromise. Hey, we're going to go ahead and give you all this money for this pay-per-view, but we want to see certain type of matches. That's why the Royal Rumble was the way it was. That's why Super Show was the way it was. Because Australia, hey, we never get you. We want these kind of matches on there. Hey, you want this? Fuck that. Hell yeah, we're going to do that. You're paying the money? Hell yeah, I'm going to get Triple H versus The Undertaker. That's the only reason why that happened. This is just marketing. If I'm going to put the greatest in the world, if I'm going to put who's the greatest in the world, I'm not going to have Daniel Bryan win it. I'm not going to have The Miz win it. I'm going to have Randy Orton win it. I'm going to have Triple H win it. A big guy who's a global superstar, not some low-level dude. You know what I mean? So that's why they're doing that. It has nothing to do with CM Punk. It has nothing to do with the old head or new heads and old heads. It's just marketing. It's just how are you going to get the money?
Yeah.
And if you're going to pay money, again, nobody's going to pay $5 million fucking dollars for Baron Corbin to win that thing. You know what I mean? You can use him as a storyline to get him there, but you ain't going to pay. You're going to pay that dude five whatever the fuck million to have Baron Corbin. No, you're going to have again a bigger name because that's what's going to bring in the money. You know what I mean? That's what's going to bring in the people coming in. Oh my God, The Rock, he won the greatest tournament of the greatest blah 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 in Saudi Arabia in this country. And those people are going to be talking. They're going to want it more. They may not happen now because of the political. But if it comes to marketing, that makes the most sense.
Batman logic.
Got it to the business.
Either way, the cup is going to get destroyed either way because either Randy Orton wins it, destroys it, or Kurt Angle wins it, but Baron Corbin destroys it.
That could be.
Moving on, we had Ménage à Trois Day. On SmackDown Live.
Oh, the Rusev, yeah.
Guys. Ménage à Trois Day. They were all wearing shirts. It was freaking Aiden Day. It was Rusev Day. And it was Lana Day. And, guys, I'm going to need your help on this one, okay? I'm going to plead the fifth or whatever the hell. Maybe I'm just freaking
you
stupid.
Realize
I don't know what
stupid
the hell.
You sound.
Yeah, maybe so, but still, I need help. Listen, guys. I don't know how this fucking happened, but I suspect that it was Aiden English that came up with the whole Rusev Day shit. And I suspect that it was Aiden English that came up with that stupid song, Lana is best, Lana number one, or some shit. Was it?
Yeah.
No, they used to do it themselves. They used to do it on
the
show.
We have contradicting answers here.
No, the song for Lana, came from them. Yeah, they even did it in the ride along, way before the Aiden English and all that line stuff, right? Yeah, Total Divas.
That was
Rusev, their theme song. That
Rusev was the one who recruited Aiden English. Any English didn't do any of it. Any English does not take any part, any credit for anything.
Yeah, so Rusev used to do it just on Daily Life thing, Total Bellas.
So Aiden English
was
just
called.
Came up with the song for it, Rusev Day.
Maybe.
Well, yeah.
I think they're just using Aiden English as the base of it, yeah.
Yeah, I see. Okay. All right, because, yeah, I was on a hiatus from wrestling. And, I came back, and they were already, you know, this was already going on. So I thought it was, you know, English that had maybe come up with all that shit. On Rusev Day.
Well, no, he just sang Rusev a song. And I think Rusev came up with the idea of Rusev Day.
I see. Okay. Well, needless to say, we had Ménage à Trois Day. And the story, you know, got a little heated, so to speak. So, guys, where is this going? When does it end? Well, it's been going for a while. They've been teasing it for a while. What's next? Christian?
It goes where Rusev beats Aiden English, and this is the exact carbon copy of Dolph Ziggler and Lana's storyline, except it's much, much worse and it's boring.
God damn it, you're absolutely right. It is a freaking... We've seen this with Dolph Ziggler already. Fuck.
Batman, your thoughts? Menage a trois day?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we did see with the Dolph Ziggler thing. I mean, it just depends. You can still try a storyline and make it work. You know, just because it didn't work the first time. Look at Sasha and look at the Sasha Banks and the Bayley. They're doing it with the Becky and the Charlotte, and it's working better this time around. So, I mean,
Batman, the
they could do it again, you know. It's not just one person who's ever tried menage a trois. You know how many times? How many people were there? I wish I could have a menage a trois with Lana. So, yeah, I could see it happening. I could see it being a storyline. Then it could be, honestly, it honestly could be better because Dolph Ziggler, as much as I love the guy, every time they try to do something with him, it doesn't work. Except for what's going on with the Drew McIntyre thing or when it happened with the Vicky Guerrero. Other than that, everything else kind of fell flat. But this past thing with Drew really been working. But, yeah, like I said, the menage a trois storyline could work. It could be what
Let me put it like this, okay? Does this feud, we have 3 pay-per-views left. I don't know that they'll make the card for the one in Saudi. If they do,
do you think it'll last the end of the year?
Yes. Do you think that they're going to stretch this feud through freaking tables, ladders, and chairs?
Unless Aiden used Lana as a shield and Aiden takes the sneaky pinfall, then it continues. Other than that, no.
Man, it'd be a big stretch, man, if they do. It'll be a big stretch if they do. But you know what, man? What's left? What's going to happen with Rusev then? She's the babyface that we all wanted.
Since Joe Bates is in here, I see him coming back as a swoop Rusev. He's like, I'm tired of this Aiden day, whatever. I took myself a Rusev day, and I came back as the pimp. You know what I mean? I can see him doing again. After that, finally coming out with that damn Bahama Mama's T-shirt and everything with the margaritas.
The coconut.
With the glasses and the mud-tiny shorts.
Well, I can only see Rusev going after Shinsuke after this because Shinsuke has fuck all to do, so might as well have them fight each other for the United States Championship. Fix both problems.
Speaking of Shinsuke, Christian, now that you brought him up, you actually brought up a good point, like how they brought down Shinsuke, like he was really on the map and the whole AJ thing, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, it's like even as him as being a United States champ. Like, they haven't done shit with him. Perfect example. I mean, don't get me wrong. I can see why they put him in the match together because of the dynamic. They would mesh well. But Rey Mysterio is making the appearance, right, on the 1,000th Raw next week versus Shinsuke. And I believe, just the way it looks, Rey is going to be the one to win because Rey would be a perfect person to put into the World Cup or whatever in Saudi Arabia. You know what I mean? Get that big old name. So I honestly see him losing. I see Shinsuke losing. And again, the reason why I bring this up was because you mentioned him losing. And this is one of those where, dude, he's going to lose next week. Like, why would you even set it up that way? You know what I mean? Couldn't you have put a different person in there to set up where Ray's going to win regardless? Why put Shinsuke under the bus like that? And he's the world. He's the United States champ. What happened when he won the championship?
They're going to screw Shinsuke, man.
They didn't just screw the Shinsuke. Shinsuke's a package. They're screwing the United States Championship up as well. They were finally getting it. We had recognition, and then look what happened.
That title kills momentum, Batman. That title always kills momentum. It kills everybody's fucking momentum. It kills
Ambrose's
momentum. It killed
because they did it. They did it that way because look at John Cena. John Cena. I think that's the reason why they did that little thing with him when he became the United States, because John Cena put that shit on the map. If anything, he gave that thing, because look at the spinning belt when it came out. If anything, it made him even hotter than he ever was when he first came out. So, that was like 15, that was like 10 years ago still. But still, I don't think it slows a lot. I mean, some people do, but, man, I think it's just one of those titles, too, where he just, like a cruiserweight. It's great that you won it. But then where are you going to go after
who's left to challenge him? Who's left?
Who?
Who's what? left to challenge Shinsuke for the belt? Nobody.
See, I think that's the thing. It doesn't always have to be a face. It can be a heel, just like a cool heel. There's a lot of people that can face Shinsuke right now. And even then, you said like a face, turn Shinsuke into a fucking... if he's a heel, turn him into a face. If it didn't work, there's a different way that they can put it
right now.
Who could face Shinsuke?
Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
I still think I think Samoa could face Shinsuke again. Samoa could do it. Put Bobby Roode in there. Put a. And the reason
is
because nobody.
Is Bobby Roode on Raw?
Bobby Roode's on Raw,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
Bobby
Roode's
on Raw.
You don't fuck Bobby Roode.
Let's close the door on that one, man. Let's go to SmackDown Live 1000, guys. SmackDown Live 1000. That big show coming up next week on my birthday, no
I can't believe that, though, man. 1,000 episodes SmackDown. 99?
98 or 99, I don't remember when it happened. I was
a
big-time fan at the time.
Now they're bringing Batista. I hear that they're finally going to bring Batista in.
Evolution,
he complained about him not being invited.
Right. Batman, how much are you looking forward to this?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to it. Not just because of it being 1,000, but just nostalgia. You know, I remember the first. I remember watching SmackDown, just like I remember the very first Raw. 25 years later, I'm like, God, I still remember the very first Raw. And it's like now, 1,000 shows later, I remember the very first SmackDown. I remember, it's like a proud thing. You know, even though I'm not a part of wrestling, but we're all a part of it as fans. You know what I mean? And just the fact that we made it to 1,000 fucking episodes of all the things that have gone in SmackDown with The Rock and the bus and... Because I remember, if I'm correct, that bus that Stone Cold blew up, DX bus, was on SmackDown, right? There's been a lot of great moments on SmackDown with Jericho, Spears.
Oh, yeah, man.
Rhino. There's been, I'm excited
Edge,
for it. I hope they do what they did with Raw.
He did a lot of crazy shit. Edge, when he had his run
in
2000.
Man.
You know, JBL.
And then they're doing, you know, I've been seeing the polls of like the greatest SmackDown superstars, and to me, the SmackDown was Shane O'Mac, Edge, The Rock.
Big Show pushing Kurt Angle off the ceiling through the parking
lot. The ceiling. Brock Lesnar. Oh, Brock Lesnar and Big Show when the ring first imploded.
Brock.
Mark Henry, which one?
Yeah, Brock Lesnar pushing Zach Galloway, the handicapped guy with one leg, down the stairs.
Oh yeah, Zach Gowen, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that.
Man.
Yeah, exactly. There's been a lot of great moments. Big Show flipping over the car. I was there actually when he flipped over the Jeep. I was there. That SmackDown. I remember that SmackDown when he flipped over the Jeep. That was awesome.
The DX Express exploding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The DX Express when he blew up the bus, Stone Cold. There's been a lot of great moments, and I'm happy.
Oh, man.
I'm proud. I'm gonna be the first one shedding a tear when they do the intro.
Rhino goring Jericho through the entrance.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier.
Oh, yeah,
with the Jericho,
man.
And the Rhino when the whole time shot. Oh,
and of course,
they had SmackDown.
You can't forget Vicky
games.
Guerrero with
they were way better than all.
Or Torrey Wilson.
Oh, Torrey Wilson when they...
Eddie Guerrero.
Rest in peace.
Eddie Guerrero.
Gotta be there, though.
You know, he just turned 51, right? Or, yeah, 51 was his birthday on the 9th.
Roddy Piper's going to be there.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I'm kidding, man. Listen, man, Roddy Piper will be there in spirit, I guarantee you. But, listen, man, I think it's going to be a great show. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know when I'll watch it, if I'll watch it live.
I think
it's
just a SmackDown always delivers.
Going on that day. There's all kinds of shit going on.
Yeah,
Christian,
SmackDown always delivers. I think it's going to do it. They're going
to
do great.
Christian, are you looking forward to it as much as we are, man?
I'm hoping there's a huge title snap on the show, like before the WWE title.
Don't step your hopes up too high, man.
Give us like an early preview, like Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles, the championship, and that's how they move to Triple Threat now because Miz interferes.
Guys, what surprise appearances that we don't know of will happen?
Well, we know The Rock, we know Batista. I'm trying to think.
Undertaker?
We know Rey Mysterio.
Yeah, on the SmackDown 1000.
Undertaker probably could. Vicky Guerrero,
John
maybe.
John Cena? Guerrero? Excuse me. She'll come out and do it. Yeah, she'll come out and do it.
Edge
and Christian.
You think Edgewood?
Edge and Christian, I think so. I think Edge will be back.
Shane
Mack will probably be there. JBL, maybe.
That would be cool.
I'd like to see the APA do some shit there. That'd be cool. I don't know, man. I'm looking forward to it. The nostalgia.
William Regal.
Like you said.
I'd like to see William Regal, because wasn't he the general manager for a while, too?
Oh, man, yeah. William Regal's badass.
William Regal with Tajiri.
Remember when he took Layla away from that dude? Jimmy Noble, or who was
yeah.
he? Yeah. He just walked out there like a stud and took her away. That was badass.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, man. We're going to take our last break, and when we get back, we're going to go through our predictions and see who the hell reigns supreme. So don't you dare go away.
All
but
right.
If you do, come right back, because we will be right back on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it Drinking Soda, but you don't want to call it soda, because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop with you, Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay. Well, you did Rippin' Fridays. You did Saturday Night Special. You did Tuesday's Gone. Hey! Let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye. Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary?
You
want to see something really scary?
People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp. WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
show, everybody. I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, and I am joined by my esteemed colleagues and hosts of their show on Saturday, Radio Renegades. We've got Christian from Philly and Batman with us. Be sure to listen to the show Saturday night at 7 o'clock Central, 8 Eastern, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. And if you have not listened to the show, The Greatest Talk Show on Sunday nights with Hollywood Tony P and Mark the Arcturian, be sure to give that show a listen. And you can find that on worldgenerationpodcast.com as well as all the other shows on this great network that we are on, the World Generation Podcast Network. All right, this is it, guys. We are here at our Super Showdown predictions. The time has come. Guys, are you with me?
Yeah, I'm here. You mean Super House Show. You mean Super House Show Showdown.
Super House Show, yeah. You know what? It's a great correction, Christian. Great correction. And it did feel like a house show. I didn't even watch the whole thing. I probably should, but I didn't. I'm okay with that. We started out with Buddy Murphy. We all picked Buddy Murphy except for Christian. Started out with a big X. Christian,
yes.
Cedric Alexander, what was your thought on that?
Well, I'm proud of Buddy Murphy. You know, he finally deserves the title, not like his ex-partner, who I don't even remember his other partner. What was his other partner's name?
I cannot tell you because I do not know. Batman? Well, we lost Batman. Perhaps he'll call back. But I can't remember his name, but I remember he did have a partner. However, I did have to deduct one from you on that because you were the only one that called Cedric, brother.
which will beg the question, do you think Cedric is going to turn heel?
What's that now?
You think Cedric is going to turn heel?
I would like to see that, I guess. I don't know. If he can do it, if he can pull it off, I don't see why he wouldn't turn heel, but I don't really follow the storylines, although that match, I did watch this match in its entirety, Cedric Alexander versus Murphy, and it was freaking great, man. They had some great spots on it. That was the only match. Actually, I watched that match in its entirety, and I had to watch the this other match in its entirety because there was a lot of implications that had to do with our call, and that was the Cena match with Bobby Lashley, and we'll go ahead and get to that one right now. Let's see here. Joe Bates picked John Cena. We all picked John Cena to win this.
Yeah.
However, we had extra credit on this, and the extra credit was, will Leo Rush be with them? And let's see here. Joe Bates said yes.
We all said yes.
Everybody said yes, yes. And then there was another extra credit question involving Leo Rush. Would Leo Rush be involved in the finish? To which Joe Bates said yes. Batman said yes. Christian from Philly said yes. But I said no. And
you're the only one that said no?
That whole match, I was the only one that said no on that one. And I had to watch the whole match to make sure, you know, first to make sure that he didn't go out there with them, which he didn't. And then to make sure that he never did get involved, which he didn't. So I did get the extra point on that. Moving on, the Iconics. We all picked the Iconics. They are from Australia. Christian had a move on here where he said something was going to happen with a heel turn. Did you say Asuka was going to turn?
Yeah, I was hoping Asuka would turn heel on this pay-per-view, but of course she didn't.
I was going to give you plus half if she did. If she didn't, I thought about deducting you, you know, half a point, but I'm not going to be a hard ass.
Yeah.
Can I
add something real quick before you go to the next match about Asuka?
Yeah, go ahead.
It made me
it made me think about, like, how we're always talking about, oh, well, I don't know why they do this and I don't know why they do that. I'm one of those two who are like, God, how come they don't put them in a spot where they deserve? And then I was thinking, lately when I say that, then right after I say, well, there's just too many people on the roster. That's why they don't have any focus on this guy or this guy and this guy. They're just focused. You know what I mean? Then it made me think. I was like, you know what? I think it's okay that Asuka wasn't over the way she's been over. It's good that they, because in a way it kind of gives space for the other people. Does that make sense? Like, she can't always be on top. But there's only a certain amount of spots for people to be on top. And I was like, you know what? I'm okay with her not turning heel or actually not being around lately, because if she was and she had the type of rub and the flow that she was, the momentum that she had before, it wouldn't be fair for all the other people that are trying to come up and trying to, you know, put a little bit more attention to. Does that make sense? So she did her
it
job.
Does.
Like, look at the Iconics. They won in their home country. We'll say another home country guy, Buddy Murphy, won too. But they won. And look at everything that's happened to them since they got with Asuka.
But I would also like to see her champion, because of her wrestling technique. It's so freaking great and deserves to be seen on the highest. And it is
Asuka?
But yeah, I think
Asuka. You're talking about Asuka, right? You see, and then,
yeah.
You know what?
However,
and that's okay, and that's it's gonna come, because look at what just happened to Becky Lynch.
I don't think it will, though,
for the longest time. I still think it'll work, because look at what happened to Becky.
In.
Becky was put in the back burner. Becky was put in the back burner, and look now, they finally gave her the title, and it was just, you just got, sometimes you gotta wait. You know, patience is a virtue. What is the Ninja Turtles? Wise man said, patience is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. Yay.
Speaking
you gotta
about,
sometimes wait a little bit.
Speaking of the women, who do you think is going to win? Who do you think is going to win the Women's Royal Rumble this year? Next year, I mean.
Oof, that's a good question. Because
I don't think
Ronda's going to last that long.
I'm thinking
Ronda,
be
because she's not going to last long, and it'll put her back in the title picture.
Did you say Bayley?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Bayley?
She passed her dues. She deserves a little run. She deserves a run. She deserves it.
Well, we'll see how that works out. Let's move on to the next one.
Booked, she deserves it.
We have the New Day versus the Bar, and the New Day won. We all picked New Day except for Christian. You picked the Bar. What happened there, buddy?
I don't know, man. I wanted to swerve. You know, the New Day don't deserve to really need the titles. They're already entertaining enough. I don't think they need the titles to be entertaining as they are right now. I just feel like they're holding
right.
it for the next people to win it from them. Because I don't think they need the titles, to be honest.
Next, we had The Miz.
Or New Day.
We got all of that. We all picked The Miz. The Miz lost. I think we all picked The Miz because we're fans of The Miz, secretly. Or even, maybe not secretly. We're marks. We're Miz marks. We probably should have said that, you know, I don't know, man. No, that's not the one. It was
the reason why I picked The Miz is because I respect him more than Daniel Bryan.
And if you haven't heard Christian from Philly go off on Daniel Bryan, go back and tune in to Fallout on Monday night. Oh, my God. That was a great one. Let's see. We all picked Cena, but we already discussed that one. Let's see here. Okay, Becky Lynch, and this is the one, man. Oh, shit. Joe Bates picked Becky Lynch to win clean. I should actually deduct a point on that. You got it wrong. That's enough. And Batman picked Becky Lynch to win. Christian from Philly picked Becky Lynch. He said retains, no finish. And what ended up happening? It was a DQ. But she did retain. I'm going to give him a half a point on that. We'll give Christian from Philly a half on that. Becky Lynch, I picked Becky Lynch. Nope, got it wrong. Let's see, the next one is the deciding one. Because we all picked Styles, we all picked The Shield, and we all picked Triple H. So the next one is the deciding one, and it was Ruby Riott versus Brie and them, and Bellas.
Pile off.
And the freaking,
Yeah. Let's see. Christian from Philly got an X. He called the Riot Squad. Batman called the Ruby Riot the Riot Squad. And Joe Bates said Ruby Riot pins Bree specifically. I think Christian said that too, didn't he?
Yeah, I said Liv Morgan would pin Bree, though.
Yeah. Yes, there you go. You said Liv Morgan would pin Bree. All right. And I picked the faces on that one. Of course, the Bellas and them. I thought it was going to be a face-heavy pay-per-view, guys, going in. And that's why I did that.
Can't they throw these three women a fucking bone? Can they at least beat some of these fucking women? Come on, dude. Fuck me. The Wyatt Squad and Absolution has got to be the worst female stables in wrestling history. They lose more than they fucking win.
Yeah, but the losses and everything. Win and losses aren't everything. That's what I'm saying. Look, they obviously aren't doing bad because they are in every – they have so many segments. They can't be doing that bad. And I've become more of a fan of them now because I'm looking at their work. I'm not looking at how many times they lose. I'm looking at how many times – how good and how much better they are. Ruby Wyatt looks way the fuck better now. And I said I'm not even a fan of Toucan Sam. But she's doing a hell of a lot better than now. And perfect example. Look, these girls, obviously, they obviously have faith in the work that these girls do because they're getting in a ring with Ronda Rousey, who's fucking green as fuck. You know what I mean? And they've been carrying her. Look at the match that they just had, right? Ruby Riott fucking brought it, too. Ruby Riott brought it to Ronda Rousey, and Ronda's a fucking green as fuck. Why would you put somebody who's green with another green? You just make Forrest green. It just keeps staying green, you know what I mean? So what you do, you put it with somebody who's doing good. And honestly, Ruby has been leading the charge for those girls. Liv Morgan, oh my gosh, she's just beautiful to look at. And Sarah Logan is a fucking beast.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it now, the way she goes and attacks. So I get what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. I get what you're saying, Christian. We're like, hey, throw them a bone, let them have a win. And I think that's what you're looking for is just a win. Because I'm looking for that too. But they're not doing bad either. They're not being buried at all. They're being put in high profile matches. You know what I mean? It's not just Ronda with any random man.
She was beating a lot of people, man. Before Ruby got hurt. Hey, but look, check it out. Also, I mean, I don't think they're complaining. They're on TV every fucking week. They're in big storyline for the women. Right now, if you're involved with Ronda Rousey, that's the biggest storyline. And they're all of them are involved with Ronda Rousey until the ending of the show Monday night, where we had, and that brings the question, begs the question, you could say. So where does the fucking Riot Squad go from here now that the Bellas have taken over the feud and started this new feud with Ronda Rousey? What happens to the Riot Squad? Are they just going to go out?
They face Ember
Moon. I think
Ember
that might
Moon
be what Christian
shit.
Was talking about. Huh?
I think they face Ember Moon and Nia Jax now.
Yeah. And you know how I see that? I see that going as a tag team because they have yet to still mention the tag team championship belts because there's still a tag team match that's going on.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
I can see Ember and Nia together. Two big fucking badass women.
I see Ronda Rousey in her midlife crisis.
What do you mean?
She's fucking getting beat up by the fucking Bella twins. That's the lowest of the low in her career.
Man, but look at what we're gonna see though. She has to do this. She has to get beat up by the Bellas in order to be able to beat the shit out of them, which is going to give me great joy to watch those freaking useless car models get beat the fuck down. I'm gonna love it.
You know, screw you. I don't talk about my Bellas like that. I'm a Bella. I'm a Bella. I'm in the Bella army.
I'm a freaking. I'm a bad guy. That's right.
You damn heel.
How you go with your booze? Shower me with booze.
You filthy animal.
You gotta embrace that shit, man. But no, really,
yeah.
It's gonna be good, man. It's gonna be good, and they're setting it up.
Speaking of Brie Bella,
it does.
Speaking of Speaking of Brie Bella, she has got to have the worst wrestling attire in history.
Yeah, she does. Okay, I love the Bella Army, but that's the worst. She could have done better.
Holy shit.
Nah, man, I like her pants.
No, dude, she's
just like her ass.
It's like,
she's
I
hiding
like
her stomach,
pants.
That's all.
It kind of reminds me of Diesel.
Of what?
You know, Diesel, when he used to wear them big-ass pants all up high to his waist and shit.
Oh, yeah, Diesel.
Also, speaking of wrestling attire, I just noticed, but Sasha Banks hardly wears anything. She's like showing a lot of skin. She's like,
I kind of like that.
Like
I got
naked.
No problem.
No, if you're talking about showing off skin, that's Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey looks naked when she be running in those black shorts.
Yeah,
I don't like the way
like
she
really
black
naked.
Shorts,
I do though.
Yeah,
I like that booty.
Yeah,
I see that wiggle. I don't see anything other than nothing. All I look is that. That's bad.
Oh shit! I'm forgetting the results here, man. I'm forgetting the results. So
yeah,
we tally them up. We tally them
okay.
up. I got Dope Babes coming up with 7. Batman coming up with 6. And Christian coming up with 5.5. Make that 6.
How was it?
6.5.
Yeah. 6.5, is it? Let me count. 1, 2. Oh, yeah. 6. Yeah, that's right. 6.5. And I came up with 9.
Yeah,
you
still win,
man. I gave up with 9. Yeah, I pulled up 9 out of my ass. I pulled 9 matches out of my fucking ass, guys.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
No, really. Really, I pulled 9 out, man. But that tells me, you know, shit. First of all, man, I've been watching for 45 fucking years. What do you expect? What do you expect? But, yeah, man, it's predictable. Shit like this is going to be predictable. I'm pretty sure the one from Saudi is going to be predictable. And speaking of, and I'd like to get your opinion on this. We've got 7 minutes left, guys. Actually, 5. But still, we have enough time for this. Could the Saudi pay-per-view be heel strong? Or is it going to be babyface strong? Get Batman's word on this.
Yeah.
I'm honestly going for a face. I don't think the Saudi Arabian crowd is going to want to see nothing but heels.
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean,
just
it's a
like
marketing
you were saying,
thing.
Dude. Just like you were saying, bro, the marketing shit that you were saying, they call it the shot, bro. They're paying them so
exactly.
much money to go over there and put this fucking show on, and they're going to dictate what they want to see. And they
yeah, these
see
super
Shawn
shows,
Michaels.
That's
they're paying
all
the
that
fucking
is.
Money to see Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's
and
all it is. Why do you think Shawn Michaels came?
And in turn, Shawn Michaels is getting a big fat paycheck too, you know.
Well, that's
so
what I mean. You think he's going to come back after all these years for a small paycheck? Then nobody
yeah,
does it for the money. But after a certain time, you're going to do it for the money.
Yes, and this is his time to do it for the money. And, you know, fuck yeah, I would do it.
Who said it best? Said Ted DiBiase, right? Everyone's got a price. Yep, exactly.
I think the pay-per-view is going to be 50/50.
Ooh. Could be.
Half faces. But I think Shawn's going to lose the tag match.
Well, we had the Iconics win. I don't know, is Buddy Murphy a face or... No, he's a heel.
Buddy Murphy is neutral.
He's neutral? All right, so we had the Iconics win, and...
Buddy Murphy's neutral.
Yeah, so I guess just the Iconics were the only heels that won at that pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Well, shit, guys.
But
I'll tell you what, man.
That pay-per-view doesn't matter. Like, nothing important mattered in that pay-per-view. No importance happen. Like,
no, because it's all marketing. It's all it is just a big old, like you said, glorified
live
event.
They're bringing back money bags.
These are just
full of fucking money.
They're gonna put a little bit of storyline, but these are just fantasy matches that people are gonna pay to see. That's literally what it is, and that's okay. These super shows to me are like the sub games that they make. You got the SmackDown series, right? Then you had SmackDown versus Raw. Then you had WWE 2K. But you also had Legends of Wrestling, that was still WWE stuff. You also had what is it called? WrestleFest. You also had what is it called? Day of Reckoning. You also had fucking all those other sub games. You know what I mean? They're still part of wrestling.
Yeah.
These are just a fantasy kind of like the what was that one where they were all they flew around. It just All Stars, right? All Stars was literally just fantasy booking. Was just fantasy matches, fantasy whatever style. That's all the superstars are, is just fantasy matches. And it's okay. Okay to see some of that nostalgic stuff. Look at DX. DX is coming back.
Which my fantasy pay-per-view will do much better than the pay-per-views they're doing right now, by the way.
I feel like that's a whole different podcast. That's a whole different episode that we can get into and why.
This Saturday's podcast.
You know, we could, let's go. Put it on there.
Yeah.
Mark your calendars, guys, for Renegade Radio. Ooh, yeah.
All right, guys, close yourselves out.
Ladies and gentlemen, our show, Radio Renegades, which you can see Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 Central, is way better than what WWE is doing, and you can catch us there at Saturday. So see you there, ladies and gentlemen, on the World Generation Network.
Batman, closing words, Batman?
I'd like to let Dusty Rhodes take over here. Let me say something, baby. Something so smooth. You can go ahead and watch on Saturdays, baby. Renegade Radio, so sweet. You're going to love the show. I'm telling you something right now, baby. It's going to be so smooth. The blue-eyed soul, telling you. Dusty Rhodes, you're making dreams, telling you to watch Renegade Radio. Woo! Thank you, Dusty Rhodes. I love that intro.
Wow, man.
All right, guys. Enjoy the show Saturday, man.
All right. And, definitely check out Radio Renegade Saturday and all the other shows on the network. And, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you very much for joining us tonight. It's very great of you to join us. And also, our thoughts and prayers are with the people that could not join us due to the storm and weather storm, so to speak. So God bless to them. And I hope everything works out for them. And, we'll hope you guys get back to us as soon as you can. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, I am Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, reminding you to keep it heel, keep it real, and as always, keep it sexy. Thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week right here on Fatal 4-Way Radio.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.